how do we know the Bible is true? How do we know what truth is? Well, if you're a Catholic, listen to this. You should listen to the old Pope, Pope Benedict. This is what he says. Jesus' teaching is not the product of human learning of whatever kind. It originates from immediate contact with the Father, from face-to-face dialogue, from the vision of the one who rests close to the Father's heart. It is the Son's word. Well, the Pope may not be infallible, but he certainly got that one right. Because Jesus' teaching is not man-made. It is God's teaching to us. And I think that's a wonderful thing that we as Christians have. There are far too many Christians who come to the Bible and they think that we interpret it through the lens of our culture. Actually, it should be the other way around. We should be interpreting our culture through the lens of Scripture. Why? Because when Jesus came, he taught as one who had authority. And he had that authority because his authority comes from God. Don't you just get a wee bit tired, and forgive the Scottish language, but don't you just get a wee bit tired of people who keep reinventing the message of Jesus, who talk about the lost message of Jesus, and oh, they've found it. They've not found the message of Jesus. All they've done is use the name of Jesus to make their own message. I think as Christians, as followers of Christ, that means we're disciples of Christ, we need to find out what Christ actually said. And that is recorded for us in the Scriptures. It's just astounding that so many Christians ignore what Christ says in the Scriptures. It's one of the big problems in the church today. So, we want to know what God says about marriage. What does Jesus say? It's between a man and a woman. You can't get around that. You can't change it, although people try and do that. The message of Jesus, it's his word that gives life. What does he say? He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So today, have you read the message of Jesus? Today, do you know the message of Jesus? My name is David Robertson. I'm the author of Magnificent Obsession, from which the quotes in this talk come. And you can find out more at theweefly.com.